The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says 30 executives with Florida Power and Light Company and three of their nuclear power plants gave Doyle nearly $24,000 on a single day at the end of June. The contributions came a little more than a month before Doyle announced he was open to studying the possibility of new nuclear plants. And Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says they immediately made the company one of Doyle's biggest financial backers this year.
They had never been contributors in Wisconsin before. They had never given to Governor Doyle or any other Wisconsin politician. And all of a sudden they come in, and I think that the timing of it is what raised eyebrows.
When asked about the report, the governor said there's no connection.
There are sort of ridiculous allegations, and then there are really ridiculous allegations.
Doyle says the idea to consider new nuclear plants came directly from his task force on global warming, which also recommended expanding energy from renewable sources like wind and solar. That panel included representatives from utilities, along with professors and environmentalists.
They suggested that we not have just a flat ban that doesn't even let us even think about nuclear in the state, but that as part of their report, they recommended that we consider it. And I said I support every part of that report, that the report is a package.
But the Democracy Campaign's McCabe says the contributions from Florida Power and Light call into question the conduct of the task force, specifically whether they just gave Doyle the answer he was looking for in nuclear power. The governor says nobody on the panel had any knowledge of the contributions. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.